Our Old Testament lesson today is words from the prophet Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 6. Listen now for God's message to you in the reading of this scripture. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall come over cover the earth, and thick darkness the people. But the Lord will arise upon you with his glory, will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of comets shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, and all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within you, thanks be to God.
Our gospel reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew. I'll be reading from the third chapter, beginning at verse 13, as we read the account of the baptism of Jesus as recorded in the Gospel of Matthew. Let us listen for God's word. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." And then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." For the Word of God in Scripture, for the Word of God in creation, and for the Word of God within us, thanks be to God. Water, spirit, and light are the life-giving elements of the cosmos. Water is the substance of matter. The more we learn about the universe, the more we discover that the elements of water are essential building blocks in all matter and life. Our own planet's surface is 71% water. And this doesn't even take into account the amount of water that is contained in vegetation, in soils, in animal life. Why, our own human bodies, the billions of us on this planet, our body is 50 to 70% water, depending on our age. Water is everywhere, even in the driest desert, even in the outreaches of space. The biblical word for spirit, or I should say biblical words for spirit, are also the words for air, wind, and breath. The breath that we breathe, the atmosphere that makes our planet habitable, the winds that move life-giving weather systems around our planet are spirit. And light is what brings it all to life. The sun's rays provide the heat and energy on which our entire planet exists. I recently listened to an interview with an acoustic ecologist named Gordon Hempton. An acoustic ecologist is someone who studies the sounds of the earth. And Mr. Hempton has done this all over our planet, recording from inner cities to rainforests. One interesting thing that he has determined is there is no such thing as silence. What we perceive as silence is actually the lack of what we have labeled noise. But Mr. Hempton has described a rainforest at dawn as, and I quote, a solar-powered jukebox. As the sun awakens myriad plants, birds, insects, and animals, the entire earth is energized and given life by the sun. Without water, without spirit, without light, there is no life. So it is little wonder that water, spirit, and light are primal and eternal symbols of not only Christian, but most religious expressions. Now, our Judeo-Christian creation story begins with water, spirit, and light. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was formless, void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind, which the Hebrew here is ruach, the same word used for breath, while the breath from God swept over the face of the waters. And then God said, let there be light. And there was light. Today we celebrate Epiphany, which was actually on Friday. But we celebrate it in our worship today. And we also celebrate the baptism of Jesus. And as we do so, we pause to consider the real and symbolic significance of water, spirit, and light in our lives. We remember the water, the spirit, and the light of God in the life of Jesus, as is symbolized in the story we just read of his baptism as he goes into the waters of the Jordan. As the Spirit descends and a voice from heaven in some versions that is described as light. As we remember, we reclaim our own water, our own spirit, our own light, because Jesus comes teaching and showing us that to be is this a problem with my microphone? Okay. Where's that? I'll grab this one right here. You just turn that one off, Jordan. On here? Yeah. I don't want us to be distracted by those noises. So we come to reclaim our own water, our own spirit,
and our own light. And Jesus comes to us teaching and showing us that to be fully present in God is to be fully human. This is an important teaching of the gospel that we have neglected too long. Jesus comes to show us how to be truly human, how to be the humans that we are created to be in the image of God. In his baptism, we remember that each and every human is the substance and the image of the universal and eternal energy and presence that we call God. This is what we are made of. Wind. Spirit, water, light. The prophet Isaiah reminds us that there is no darkness in the presence of light, and that we, as created in God's light, are drawn to the light of God, which is the light of life. So as we contemplate the vastness of God's presence in water, spirit, and light, we are also called to see the daily particular presence in our relationships with one another and our relationship with our environment. Just yesterday, I read a story of such presence, such particular presence in a friend's Facebook post. I want to share what a minister friend of mine, a Presbyterian minister in Herndon, Virginia, which is just outside Washington, D.C. He and his wife were on the road to Dallas, Texas, where his wife's mother had just died. And so they were driving from Herndon, Virginia to Dallas, Texas. And he writes this on Facebook. We were driving through snow near Jackson, Tennessee, when I-40 became a parking lot due to a massive three-truck accident that jammed the highway. After sitting for over an hour, my wife began to look as upset as she felt. A trucker next to us noticed and waved down to us. As God is my witness, the man looked just like a member of our church that he names in the email. And when we talked to him, he even sounded just like this member. And he asked if we needed to get out. And my wife told him she was trying to get to her mother's funeral. Well, the next thing we knew, truck drivers were out in the street talking. And then 18-wheelers were angling around to allow us to scoot over to the shoulder and follow this trucker angel of ours onto the next exit, from which he led us down some back roads to get back onto the highway on the other side of the accident. An angel of light. We remember today that the water, the spirit, and the light of God is the substance of the universe, the life force of our planet. And in Jesus Christ, we discover that we are water, we are spirit, we are light to each other. Amen. My friends, this story of Jesus' baptism ends with the voice of God saying, "You are my beloved child. In you I am well pleased." This is an echo of the creation story. Our creation story tells us at every step of creation, after the light, after the waters are separated, the animals, the vegetation, after each and every step of creation, God says, "And it was good." And then God creates humanity in God's own image. And creation is complete. And at the end, God says it is very good. Jesus' baptism is an echo of creation itself. God telling us, "My beloved children, in whom I am well pleased." Let us go from this place and live in that light. March in that light. The light, the water, and the Spirit of God. Amen.